Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. As always, you can join the conversation. Give us a call, send in a text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. Lots of things to talk about today. Next hour should be a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh.
We are going to go beyond the cheese, a special segment, because today is National Lost Sock Memorial Day. Where do they go? No one knows. But our guest at 11:06 may have the answer.
Oh boy.
There is a company in Sheboygan that has been making socks since the early 1900s.
Nice.
So Chris Chesbro is going to be joining us at 11:06. We're going to go beyond the cheese and talk about Wigwam. Again, based in Sheboygan. It's a really fascinating history of their company and all of the innovations that have happened over the years. So that should be a lot of fun. 11:33, of course, as he always does every other week, Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan will be here to talk about sports. And civic media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins us at 11:50 for Weather and Wine. And we're going to talk a little bit about hail.
You're excited about this.
Well, it's just something. I know that the storm system that came through the other night, some communities got quite a bit of it. And I just think it's an interesting scale. I want to talk about the Fujita scale of hail.
The Fujita hail scale?
The hail scale. Exactly. So Brittany Merlot joining us coming up at 11:50, right before the end of the show. Want to start off, though, with talking about President Biden in Wisconsin. Yesterday, he was in Racine, announcing that Microsoft will invest $3.3 billion to build a new AI data center at the site of the former failed Foxconn experiment. Calvin, we have a little clip of President Biden yesterday kind of referring to what we were just saying.
He came here with your Senator Ron Johnson, literally holding a golden shovel, promising to build the eighth wonder of the world. Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
That Biden, he's quick with a joke.
He's got some good jokes. Technology giant Foxconn announced in 2017. Of course, it was going to invest $10 billion and create thousands of jobs. Eventually, the investment was scaled back to less than $700 million. The 13,000 jobs that were supposed to materialize and never did went down to 1,500.
Oh, I think it actually went down to 500 now. They've only...
Is it even less?
It's even less. I mean, it's stunningly underwhelming. Like, just a chef's kiss of fail.
Fox... Faux News, of course, had to chime in on President Biden's stop yesterday in Racine. Calvin, let's play that clip.
He was in Wisconsin today at the site in 2018 where Trump planned for the Foxconn facility, which was going to bring a bunch of jobs to the area. Mm-hmm. Biden hosted his event today announcing a semiconductor or an AI facility with Microsoft there. So not an accident to hold it in the same spot where, you know, Trump failed to bring that to fruition. Is that what he's left with to just troll Trump?
What?
I have so many thoughts on this. First of all, we're going to get at Biden for trolling. I mean, that is what your boy's brand is built on.
Seriously.
When in doubt, when no facts remain, just make fun of them. Doesn't matter if they're man, woman, child, disabled. Doesn't matter. Make fun of them. Yep. So, come on.
Well, and before we got on the air, you kind of mentioned if President Biden was actually going to troll the former president, even if it had been built somewhere else, say it had been built 20 miles away, going to that spot to make the announcement, that would be trolling.
Yeah, no, he's at the spot because that's where the thing is going to be built, on that spot. There's no getting around it. But Jane, you know, I understand. I get it. Listeners, I get it. We're at a pivotal point for the former president. He's facing some charges. He's court. I mean, Stormy Daniels this testimony, and
they're back on the stand today.
What we've learned from this week is that he's very sensitive. He's a sensitive boy, and we shouldn't be trolling him or making him listen to a regurgitation of the facts that actually happened when he slept with an adult film performer and tried to shut her up with money. So he's a sensitive boy.
We should keep that in mind.
Yes. Compassion, Jane.
We should keep that in mind. If you would like to chime in on this, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. I think one of my favorite parts after President Biden's visit yesterday was our favorite assembly speaker and popcorn king, Robin Voss.
Bow.
I love it. Oh, one more time, Calvin. I'm going to hear that one more time. Nice.
Can I make a request to the Civic Media Sound Lab? I just asked that we put some popcorn popping in the background of the horn. And just for me.
Oh. Get on that, Calvin. Popcorn King Robin Voss said on Twitter yesterday, "Might have been nice of you to give credit to the folks in Mount Pleasant and Racine County who actually made this happen. Biden had nothing to do with this, but his desire to take a victory lap for others, people's work sounds very familiar."
Once again, are we talking about your boy?
What? Yeah, it got started there and then it fizzled.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the reality of it. Yeah, you started the job. Well, you never finished it.
And your guy that you were voting for in 2018 came here with the golden shovel, said we're going to do great things, and then he left on a plane, never came back for it either. Like, this is not... why am I shocked? Why do I get, like, when Mitch McConnell does this, he conveniently forgets facts and says things that is hypocritical towards things he has done or said in the past. It's like, Robin, like, you just, when you talked, you just, like, you say words and you shut down all senses of life. And you're like, I'm just going to keep, I don't know, making popcorn. I don't even know if he makes the popcorn himself.
I have a feeling he is not intimately involved in popcorn making. I would find that hard to believe. I do not know. I don't know.
I can imagine. You know what he does? He shows up in that PPE gear every day like he did at COVID. And be like, I'm here to make popcorn. It's safe.
The butter flavoring is fine. Don't worry about it. The butter flavoring is fine. RNC committee chair Michael Whatley said in a statement yesterday, Joe Biden is trying to save face in Racine County as Wisconsinites feel the pain of Bidenomics. Yeah, food prices are high. Things are expensive. Inflation is high. He doesn't control that.
No, you have a problem with that? Talk to the companies that have been taking advantage of us since lockdown, where they gave us lockdown prices and they raised prices because of
supply chain.
And then also the natural rise of cost of products as well. All three of us probably also just, you know, years and compound that on 4 years. I mean, I'll give you a really quick example. Our sanitizer that we use to clean off our tables at the club, mm-hmm. laughingtap.com, it's like $3 more a bottle. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but imagine that how many bottles up. We go through sure. in the course of a year.
Sure.
Those prices are never coming down, and that's not the president's fault. It's not Trump's fault. It's not Biden's fault. It's the company. You have a problem with the company? Talk to them.
It's greed.
Absolutely.
It's greed. Yep. Tom from LA on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Well, we now know why it was that Donald Trump paid the money to Stormy Daniels. We have to remember back in history in 2016 when the Access Hollywood tape came out, and Trump was down by about 20 to 30 points at that time. And if that Stormy Daniels story would have gotten out, that would have did him in. He would not have even been close to winning that election. And that's what this whole thing is about, because people kind of forget, they get into the salaciousness of the, you know, the ick factor, I'll call it.
Yep.
And all of that. And he is unbelievable. Anybody that supports him, honestly, they need to take a look at themselves, because what you're doing to your kids and your grandkids is just absolutely astounding. But the thing is, we're there. We got the second chance now in terms of don't be voting for this guy. He is a, I'll call him a, you know, he is a rapist. He is a, he is right on there with all the people that went on the plane for, trying to think of his name right now, but I can't.
Jeffrey Epstein.
That hung himself.
Jeffrey Epstein.
I mean, come on. Can you look at your kids in the face and really and truly say this guy is not just gross?
Yeah.
And it really would have. It would have did him in if that story would have come out about Stormy Daniels in that election after what he said on the bus for the Access Hollywood.
Yep.
So everyone needs to kind of keep this in perspective of when we were, where we were back then in terms of what actually turned the election.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. And I think it's important to clarify, too, because I constantly hear, even on CNN and MSNBC and other media outlets, referring it to it as a hush money case. That's not what this is about. This is about falsifying business records to hide the hush money payment.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Yeah. I think I slightly disagree with Tom on this one. I mean, there's piles of moments where we thought Trump would be over. I mean, from the bus, Stormy Daniels, his involvement with Epstein, all these things we thought, oh, this will end his career. This will end this campaign. Never did.
It never happened.
It only made him stronger. And the other thing, too, is Tom does make a great point, and we've asked this before. For those listeners out there who want to vote for Trump, he has no moral compass. He is amoral. How do you square that vote and look at your children and your grandchildren and say they should be good people because you are putting, you're trying to put a man who is this back into office?
855-752-4842. Join the conversation. Call or text 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter when we return. Nikki Haley. Remember her?
Oh, yeah. The competent choice.
Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin on the board, ready to take your calls at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We were talking about President Biden stopping yesterday in Racine to talk about this huge $3 billion investment that Microsoft is making at the former Foxconn plant. And I just found some of these the comments on the live stream great. Brendan Lewis, I love it. Trump, the same guy that tanked a casino. He tanked several casinos. I thought that was a business impossibility.
I feel like casinos and laundromats are just sure deals.
The house always wins with a casino.
Yeah.
How do you bankrupt it?
Even his father came in and bought, what was it, $2 million in chips?
Yeah.
Which is not kosher.
Brendan also says, right now, low unemployment, thriving markets, record-breaking job growth. It's called capitalism.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
7.7 trillion added to the national debt in 4 years. That was under Donald Trump. And that was from the 2017 tax cut that greatly benefited the wealthiest people in our country.
And those tax cuts that will probably never go away for them, but they went away for us.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
The middle class.
Funny how that works.
Screwed again.
Seems that there's something that some Republican lawmakers would prefer not to talk about. A writer for The Hill, Alex Bolton, was talking with Republican Senator Todd Young from Indiana. He asked about Nikki Haley's showing up in the results of the Indiana primary. And this is what Young said. I don't feel like answering any questions about politics. I'm bored by it. Thank you. What? You're a politician, and no, politics is boring. I don't talk about politics.
It's like Walking to Steve Jobs. What do you think about the new iPhone? I don't like technology.
I don't use phones.
It's not my thing. You guys want to talk about sandwiches? Like,
he was being asked specifically the fact that 128,000 votes from for South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, they cast their votes for her in the Indiana primary on Wednesday night, even though she dropped out of the presidential race 2 months earlier.
That's a statement. Like, so full confession, I voted for Kamala Harris in the, it's not a confession, it's just what I did, in the primary in 2020. She had recently dropped out, but her name was still on the ballot. I supported her. But 2 months down the road, and you're still voting for Nikki Haley? Ooh, furs.
Well, and this is not the first time that this has happened. Haley also took away chunks of votes from Trump. She got 17.8% in the Arizona primary, 13.2% in Georgia, 16.1% in Kansas.
I know it would be a pointless exercise, but do you see a floor fight at the RNC this year? That would be the only thing that would make it exciting in Milwaukee. A floor fight. People going on down there and saying, we want Nikki Haley.
Wouldn't that be something? That'll never happen.
I think it could happen.
Do you really?
I don't think it'd be much of a floor fight, but I think you could see some, I don't know. Unless, if she doesn't come out and endorse him. If she doesn't come out and endorse him, which she did, actually.
I'm pretty sure she did.
Ah, never mind. Yeah. Nothing is fun anymore.
But Nikki Haley, not the only one in the news when we're talking about the former president. Paul Ryan just came out. Of course, Paul Ryan, the former Speaker of the House, Republican from Janesville, he just came out and said he will not be voting for Donald Trump. He's going to do a write-in, which is a complete waste.
Yep.
It is. It's a waste, and it just makes it easier. It helps clear the way for the former president to return if you're going to do a write-in candidate that has no choice.
We have one vote for Paul Ryan. Okay, who did that?
And then Donald Trump, of course, attacked Paul Ryan yesterday. He's a rhino. He's a rhino. But another prominent former politician, former Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan, mm-hmm. also recently said that he will be voting for Joe Biden. Calvin, I think we have a clip from a representative, former Lieutenant Governor George Duncan, should be in the files, maybe not. He basically said, too, no, the man has no morals. He has no character. And even Liz Cheney has said this in the past. Longstanding rhino family, the Cheneys.
Yes, they are the poster family of wishy-washy politics.
Yeah, definitely. She even said, we can survive 4 years of bad policy. We can't survive someone who wants to destroy the Constitution.
Is it me being petty? Yes, it is. Is it me being petty saying Liz Cheney, 4 years of bad policy? I would like Liz Cheney, of all people, to tell me all of the bad policy. Because if you're someone who's interested in growing America, the economy, adding jobs, from anybody's perspective, and economists have said this, because the economy, I'm sorry to say it, detractors, the economy is great. Just because you say it's bad doesn't make it so. But this bad policies, I want to know what her ideas on bad policies are. Is it, I mean, I'm sure it's probably social issues.
Oh, without a doubt.
But to just say 4 years of bad policies, that's also not helping. Be more nuanced, Liz Cheney. Set yourself apart from what your party has devolved into.
Jack from Merrimack texting in, Business Insider and the Wall Street Journal report about 2/3 of so-called inflation is simply price gouging. Because it is.
Yeah.
Because huge corporations can do that when they control a large portion of the market. It definitely isn't supply chain issues. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
And we've talked about that too. When you have, like Jack says, if you have six companies that own the vast majority of cereal and beef and chicken and so many things, they can charge what they want. Where else are we going to go?
When there are eight corporations, period.
Yeah.
That's the really scary thing. And that's the problem is, and I will say, I did not know a lot. I learned a lot from doing this show and being with this company about certain topics. And inflation is just sexier. It's a sexier term. It's more digestible, even though most people don't know what it means. Well, not most people. A lot of people do not know what it means. They see inflation, they blame the government. they don't, once again, they don't dive into the nuance. It's right. not very deep. It's pretty simple. These companies are taking your money and letting the government take the blame.
And then doing stock buybacks,
mm-hmm.
which used to be illegal.
And also, when they're in trouble, the government, please help me.
Oh, yes, we need a bailout, right?
But I don't want to pay my taxes. I mean, I don't want to sound like a downer, but like it.
Greggy Downer.
Greggy Grossface. But it's, the system is rigged against us, the regular people, and I don't know how to undo that. And the biggest way is to vote.
Absolutely. We need everybody to vote.
And not write in a candidate, Paul Ryan.
Yeah. Everybody's got to vote. We need numbers that are going to be indisputable because we're already seeing that if Donald Trump loses, they are going to claim it was rigged once again.
Yeah, let them.
News is on the way next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Coming up at 11:06, we're going to lighten things up next hour. Very excited to go beyond the cheese on National Lost Sock Memorial Day. And thank you, Callan, for finding that out and giving us a heads up that this momentous day was coming.
Here at Matt Nair on Air, we like to do things. We like to break news.
Yes.
Sometimes we fix news. But most importantly, Calvin finds us the all-important moments in this nation's history.
That need to be marked.
Yeah. I mean, National Lost Sock Memorial Day. We salute those fallen socks and, probably behind the dryer.
And that's the age-old question. Where do they go? No one knows except possibly our guest at 11:06.
Yeah.
Chris Chesbrough may know. He's with Wigwam Socks.
I might tell a lost and found sock story when we're talking to Brittany. Because remember, she's got a great sock story.
Oh, that's right.
Having to do with her job and socks.
Okay. We had a question on the live stream from Sherry.
Yeah.
And we always encourage you to download the Civic Media app.
Correct.
It's absolutely free. So mm-hmm. go to wherever you get your apps and download the Civic Media app. That gives you the opportunity to listen to all of the shows all across the state. And then you can call and text directly from the app, mm-hmm. which is pretty handy.
Exactly.
And then, but she was asking about how to subscribe to our podcasts.
So it seems like a long process, but it's pretty simple. Let's start with iPhone. If you have an iPhone, there should be an app loaded on your phone already called Podcasts. I'm pretty sure it's a proprietary app that's given to you once you get the phone. If you don't.
That's for iPhone.
This is for iPhone. I'm talking to my iPhone friends right now. See, we can be friends even if you're on Android and iPhone.
Good, because I have an Android.
Me too. Off. I do too. I'm fine.
Oh, good.
You're going to go and get that podcast app if you don't have it already on your phone on iPhone. Once you have that, turn on that app, go into the search function, type Matt Nair on Air. Remember, just get the spelling correct because that will make a difference.
I'm sure.
And then it should pop up. You subscribe to it, and then there should be a choice to download brand new episodes. So that way you don't even have to worry about downloading them. They'll be
there. It'll do it every day.
Correct. They'll be there ready and waiting for you. That's all you need to know. with Android, you're going to go to the Google Play Store and you're going to find a podcast distribution of choice, because Google Podcasts is gone now. They don't, Google Podcasts shut down as of this past April.
Okay.
Excuse me. So whether that's going to be a Spotify or a Podbean or a Libsyn, find a place that distributes podcasts, and you're going to go in and you're going to download that app. Once you have it, same thing with iPhone. You're going to go into the search function. You're going to type in the name of the show, subscribe to it, and then find the function that allows it to automatically download. I can't tell you where that is because I don't know them all. And then they're on your phone, fresh, hot, waiting for you. And like we've said before, leave us a review on those sites, because yeah, they make a difference. If we get 5-star reviews through the roof, that pushes the show up the charts, and it gets us more
exposure.
Thank you very much. Words. And if you feel like we're doing a good job, a 5-star job, rate us 5 stars, and we'd love to hear from you. If we're doing anything less than a 5-star review, keep it to yourself. I'm just kidding. Send them all to Calvin. We'll do better.
Yeah, we'll do better. Calvin, did you want to check in on how to subscribe?
Oh, well, I was just going to comment on, as an iPhone user, I believe that the podcast app is no longer native. You do have to find it.
Yep.
It was native for the longest time, but I think they tried to get rid of some of the...
That's interesting. Well, yeah. So then go to the App Store on your phone, on your iPhone, download the podcast app, then search for us, and then you should be able to find us. If you have any other questions, I'll just email janesays@civicmedia.org. I will handle .us. janesays@civicmedia.us. I will handle all the tech questions on this if you have any, and I'm happy to walk you through.
I think you should do a video.
Oh, what a great and original idea you just had there, Jane. I'm so upset I didn't come up with that myself.
Yeah, he mentioned it during the break, so I thought I would claim it and make it my own. No, that's a great idea. I think that's a really good idea, especially I wouldn't know how to subscribe to a podcast, so that's wonderful. And thank you for being interested in doing that. We really appreciate it.
And thank you for reaching out, Sherry from HorrorCon. She always says hello. She's like the first one. Hello from HorrorCon.
So nice. It really is. All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Speaking of great people.
From Georgia. Did not have a good day again yesterday. I'm not sure. Maybe for her it was a good day because she got to go in front of cameras again.
She got attention.
Which does seem to be what she kind of lives for. She's not terribly interested in legislating.
MTG, as I call her, MTG. She doesn't care about results. She cares about reaction and attention. That's all she cares about. I mean, she's in the news cycle again. She has to be in the news cycle every day. And unfortunately, and I'm sorry if you like her, she's dumb. So she can't put forth legislation that will push us forward. Instead, what she's going to do is do what she did yesterday.
Well, let's take a little listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday in the House.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
Yeah, that didn't go over well.
This is the uniparty for the American people watching.
Gentlelady will suspend.
Republican leader, Majority Leader Steve Scalise quickly countered by calling first for a vote to table it by an overwhelming majority, 359 to 43. Mike Johnson remains as Speaker of the House, at least today.
I like that the professional term is tabling it, whereas he moved for a vote of, can we just not today?
Well, it's got to be very frustrating for lawmakers who do actually want to accomplish things. I'm sure it's frustrating.
You know what's odd, though, I will say, is we talked about this earlier. There were some Republicans who stood with her, and they have their reasons. And the one that really surprised me was Chip Roy. Chip Roy from Texas voted for this. This is a guy who we've mentioned many times as a guy who just wants to take wins home to his state to say, this is what we're working on for you.
This is what we got done for you.
And I respect a legislator who wants to do the work, it might not be something I agree with. That's not for us to talk about right now. He just wants to be able to go back to his district and say, hey, guys and ladies, we are talking about stuff.
We did a thing.
We did a thing. And to vote for this just throws there's already spanners in the works happening right now. There's tons of wrenches in this problem. It just throws even bigger one when you're trying to oust the speaker again.
Again. People who voted along with MTG to try and get rid of Mike Johnson, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Eric Burleson of Missouri, Eli Crane, Arizona, Warren Davidson, Ohio, Paul Gosar, not a surprise, Arizona, Thomas Massey of Kentucky, Alex Mooney, West Virginia, Mary Moore, Alabama, Chip Roy, as you mentioned, from Texas, and Victoria Spartz of Indiana. As far as the Wisconsin delegation, all of them voted against it. Journal Sentinel reporting that Wisconsin House Republicans say they are tired of inter-party fighting and threats from some on the far right to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. So Representative Scott Fitzgerald told us, Journal Sentinel, the Republican conference is still feeling the effects of former Representative Kevin McCarthy's oustership in October.
Do not forget, this all happened in October. And it was no cakewalk to get Kevin McCarthy into office. Well, it was 15 attempts.
Yes, that's right.
It was 15 attempts while the world watched us go, So he might not be your main man, but he's your man right now. And honestly, he's our man. I don't like it, but let's just stop. Can we just table it?
Wednesday, all five Wisconsin Republicans voted to kill MTG's motion to remove the speaker after forcing a vote on the floor. That vote put an end to weeks of public threats from Green, Thomas Massey, Paul Gosar, to force that vote to oust Johnson. And the reason they're upset, they're angry because he passed that those aid bills
for Israel
and Ukraine and Taiwan.
Yeah, mainly Ukraine.
Mainly Ukraine.
Yeah. I was surprised not to see. Are her and Matt Gaetz fighting?
I'm not sure what happened to that.
Yeah, I expected to see that name on there, but I'm just wondering if maybe there's. Well, you know, they're talking about Kendrick Lamar and Drake right now. Maybe there's beef between MTG and MG. I don't know. Florida and Georgia are close to each other, so there might be some beef.
It's kind of interesting. Wisconsin's two House Republicans were wary of coming to Johnson's rescue. Representative Mark Pocan said, quote, it's their problem. He voted present on the motion to kill the ouster attempt. Mark Pocan talking to the Journal Sentinel, they keep having this internal problem because they made the rules. So either I say something is credible about Marjorie Taylor Greene, or I say something is credible about the most homophobic speaker we've ever elected.
Yeah. And that, you know, I still stand behind my thank you to Mike Johnson for pushing that Ukraine bill to get passed. I really do. I mean, for all of his other things, and there are many that I do not like and I detest, it sucks that we're like, thank you, Mike Johnson, for doing the baseline right thing. And now it's like, ugh.
Mark Pocan said, this is their internal dysfunction. I'm not part of that caucus, so I shouldn't have to deal with it. Representative Gwen Moore from Milwaukee, Democrat, voted with the majority of the chamber to table it. She suggested earlier in the week she was not eager to do so. There's no reason other than to stop the chaos to vote for Mike Johnson. He doesn't share the values that I share. There's no logical reason for me to vote for him for speaker. At the same time, I want this place to run. Yeah.
Yeah. What a novel idea.
Let's see if you can't get some things done for, I don't know, your constituents.
I just wanted to let you know before we went, ran and got a snack real quick. Text from Tony Z, listening on WBZH, said, I only want tech talk from Jane.
From me?
That is going to be the video now. Jane Tries to Explain. Oh, and that's the name of the series. Jane Tries to Explain. And this one is How to Download a Podcast.
That's going to be a really long, confusing video.
Lots of outtakes.
Many, many, many outtakes. We're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene's latest effort to toss Mike Johnson from the speakership, failing yesterday pretty handily. What's going to be her next move then?
I mean, she's already led an impeachment that went nowhere. The Mike Johnson ousting. I mean, and don't forget either, this ousting has been threatened for a while.
Oh yes, she's been.
They've been unhappy with him almost since the beginning.
Yeah.
So all right, so she's exhausted her capital on trying to get rid of Joe Biden. I'm sure she was a part of the leadership on trying to get rid of Majorca. She couldn't get rid of Mike Johnson. I mean, and this is just give her a small room with a piece of paper saying, here, we want you to impeach the interns. Just to shut her up. Because
Does she need busy work?
She needs busy work. She needs busy work, you know. I don't know where she can go next because all of this hasn't just become ruckus. It's become noise. And when I can't even imagine being a Democrat and her walking in the room, you're like, oh God. But being a Republican, you're like, oh God. I don't know. Where do you think she goes next?
I have no idea. A gig on smart news or something.
And that's the thing too, is like, I know she enjoys the power and she enjoys the free advertising she gets all the time. But does she make a huge move and say, I'm leaving because nothing could get done? And then she gets a big book deal and she gets a pundit job and all this stuff. I mean, she's exhausting her options on attention.
Well, at least for now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is safe in his spot. We'll keep you posted as we always try to.
Yeah.
And coming up, we're going to talk about... There was a groundbreaking yesterday in Waukesha yes. that I think that it's really important that we talk about. So that is on the way. And then Beyond the Cheese with Chris Chesbro from Wigwam, based in Sheboygan. We're talking socks. It's going to be great. Stay right here. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A beautiful morning.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. We had a groundbreaking yesterday in Waukesha for the Waukesha Christmas Parade Memorial.
Yeah.
That tragic event, November 21st, 2021, Daryl Brooks, who has since been convicted, driving an SUV through the crowd of folks at the Waukesha Christmas Parade. Six people were killed. More than 70 others were injured. The new memorial will honor the victims with benches, sculptures, a tile wall created by the community, and also dedications to those who passed. Tamara Durand, Wilhelm Hospel, Jane Kulik, Leanna Owen, Virginia Sorensen, and Jackson Sparks. So this has been underway. The planning for this has been underway for a while.
And maybe down the road, maybe in like a month or so, we can maybe bring someone on from the committee to talk about it. It's inception. You can go online. You can see. I'll find a website or a news story that has
the visual of it,
and then everyone can take a look for itself. It's beautiful, and it's. I guess I wish we didn't need it.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah. We still see when I go downtown Waukesha and go to one of our favorite coffee places,
mm-hmm.
There are still Waukesha Strong signs all
yep.
over the place.
Yep.
And I do think that it is a wonderful testament to the people in this community for coming together and all the heart that they put into this.
As a native born and raised here, it was weird for that time, for that few weeks, to see the name of my city on the news in such a horrific
fashion. It's such a tragic
yeah.
way.
Like people knowing where Waukesha is, I'm like, oh man, this feels...
I mean, you like to be known, but certainly not for something as tragic as this.
Yeah, exactly.
There were several of the victims' loved ones attended the groundbreaking, including several members of the Dancing Grannies, because four of their yeah. members were killed in that attack. The president of the Dancing Grannies, Jan Kwiatkowski, says the memorial will be a meaningful place to come and reflect. So it's going to be at Greedy Park.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is real close to the river.
Correct. Yeah. It's going to be beautiful.
We have a lovely river walk in Waukesha.
Yes, we do. I wish I utilized it more, honestly.
But. I did the other day. I went for a walk after the show.
Nice.
And there's ducks and there's geese and the ducks are adorable.
Of course they are, Jane. They're birds. You love birds.
I don't feel the same way about geese.
Really? Those are majestic creatures.
They're kind of scary. I've heard geese can be really aggressive.
I'm not going trying to like hang out with them. I'm just saying, like, from a long ways away, when they're on water, they're
beautiful.
Geese and swan and duck, they're beautiful as their feet just flap underneath the water.
Construction on the parade memorial here in Waukesha should wrap up this fall, and then a dedication ceremony for the memorial planned for November 21st, which will mark 3 years. Time really, it's hard to believe that it's been that long.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, yeah. So we will
we'll get this in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll in the show notes, and we'll talk to someone from the group, and we'll have a we'll honor it. So yeah. Sorry, can't believe it's 3 years.
I know. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. Brendan Lewis checking in on the live stream. Thank you, Brendan. Geese are used in some prisons as security.
I don't believe that for a second. Brendan, you are a liar and a liar.
I don't care if it's true. That's true to me.
Kelvin, our resident young person, says, quote, geese are terrifying. I stay away from them on the golf course. What a scary brag there. You're like, I'm scared of geese, but I can golf.
But they go after people.
The golf course is just where I've encountered them the most. And I've been hissed at before, and I've seen people chased before.
I can't admit that being chased by a bird.
I don't mean to be that guy.
That's my worst nightmare.
Would you change your opinion on birds if you were chased
by
one?
If I was being chased by a large goose, I might have to reevaluate.
What if you were being attacked by like a cardinal or a hummingbird or something like a little yellow, like a warbler?
You trying to make me finch phobic or something?
Finch phobic. Okay. Wow. Kelvin, I just have one question for you then too. What did you do to deserve it, buddy? Because those birds are docile. They don't mess around. And all of a sudden, it's like, here comes Calvin with his big metal club trying to horn it on.
I'm going
to
take him on.
He thinks it's his green. This is my green.
Yeah, that's really what it is. They're just territorial. Yeah. And if you get close to them, they puff up their chest and make noises.
So Brendan has compounded the lie, because I don't believe this. He said, geese are used in some prisons as security, and he responds, it's true. They are incredibly territorial and attack anyone who enters their area. So now I just imagine not so much as security, but like imprisoned geese who are like gang members. They have tattoos all over their feathers, and they're like, this is our yard. Don't come near us. Honk, honk.
It's the Crips and the Quacks.
Oh.
Come on.
Jane.
If you want to talk about bird gangs.
Oh, now I got to think about bird gangs. Oh, you know what the name of their gang, like their movie with a musical where it's like a, you know, the guys and the girls, it's just called Geese and Geese 2.
That's all you need.
Get it?
Yes, get it? Grease.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. News is coming up. We have many guests next hour. I hope you can stick around for that. We are going to go beyond the cheese.
It's on time.
National Lost Sock Memorial Day and talk to Chris Chesbro, who is here from Wigwam. They're based in Sheboygan, and they have been making socks in Sheboygan since the early 1900s. It's really a fascinating story.
Chris is that old?
He's not that old. And then also Paul Noonan, Acme Packing Company, coming up at 11:33 to talk sports balls. And we will wrap up the show with our own civic media meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joining us at 11:54, Weather and Wine. News is next. Stay right here. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast civic media radio network. You couldn't keep me down.
Sunshine caresses each new waking hour. Seems to me.